games. This ain't playing games, son. This is VR. VR, man. You don't play a game. You are the game. You're experiencing. That's what the R in VR is. You are there.
VR is a way to escape the real world into something more fantastic, and it is only restricted by your imagination. The incredible thing about the technology is that you feel like you're actually present in another place, sometimes with others. People who try it say it's different from anything they've experienced in their lives, and that's why I'm here. This is We Are VR, a podcast documenting mine and many others' blind journey into the many worlds and experiences that make virtual reality. Now let's go. Welcome, welcome to another episode of We Are VR, a podcast about virtual reality. I apologize that some of these episodes are probably going to be pretty short. I'm just sort of, you know, blipping in and blipping out to talk about my experiences in VR because I didn't always have a ton of time to play these games. A lot of times I did, but some of them I just played for a little bit and moved on. And I'm here to talk about something that I often return to, a game that has done nothing but make me very uncomfortable, and it took me months and months and months of playing to get used to this game. And it probably wasn't a smart thing to start off playing in VR, because I wasn't ready for this type of experience. But this one is called Richie's Plank Experience, and I believe it's like $14 on there, and it is definitely something that you want to show your friends. It is a very cool game, and what happens in this game, and I put it up on my TikTok, a little bit of a video on what you could do in it, but what happens in this game is that it places you in a city, at the street level of a city, and the city is enormous. And you look up and there's buildings, as, you know, tall as skyscrapers, you know, no pun intended there, but because they are skyscrapers. And behind you is an elevator, and you can go all the way to the top. And when you do that, and the elevator door opens, you are face to face with a plank. And I mean literally a plank, like walk the plank type stuff. And the whole point of the game is for you to test your fear of heights, I guess. And you walk right out onto that plank, and you are surrounded by the city beneath you. And it's very jarring and super alarming. And I walked out, you know, maybe 2 feet and was like, oh my gosh, I can't do this. VR did nothing but prove to me that I have a pretty crippling fear of heights. Yeah. Definitely. And I was like immediately like, nope, so much nope, couldn't do it. And I've gone back to the game since, and it doesn't bother me anymore. It's totally fine. But you can walk off the edge of the plank and fall right to the city. Pretty crazy. But if you go back in the elevator, there is another few things that you can do. It's not just that. Basically, you go to the Hero Academy is what it's called, and it takes you about halfway up the building. And there's a thing called Skybrush, and it's basically like you fly around, you can paint stuff in the sky. There's another thing called Firefight, where you carry around a fire extinguisher and you could fly around, put out fires in the city. And then there's another thing, I think it's called Missile Defense, and you fly around the city and take out the missiles from doing that. And there might even be like a time attack type deal where you fly through loops. Also, you can just reach over and grab the rockets that become your hands, and you can just freely fly around the city. Now, I did this on my first time, and as I was flying around, I was like, wow, this is pretty cool, but I do not like landing. I'm not a fan of that. It feels too real, even though the city looks kind of bad and cartoony. It feels very, very strange to be landing in this, and it's something that happens frequently whenever I show VR to my friends. They aren't a fan of standing in one spot and then having their body propelled forward while they're stationary. I can understand it. I just don't get sick. This sort of thing happens to my wife. It happens to my best friend, things like that. And there's another game that I'll talk about closer to Halloween, even though it was one of the first things I did, called Affected the Manor. And it's pretty much the same thing. You do a lot of moving around while staying stationary, and it can be jarring. You know, it can be jarring. A lot of times I sit down when I'm playing a game like that, and it doesn't bother me that bad. There's actually like an escape room style game that you can play called I Expect You to Die, and the entire thing is meant to be played sitting down. Same thing with Arkham VR. It was much more enjoyable while I sat down instead of standing in one spot. That can get to be, you know, painful after a while. But yeah, Richie's Plank Experience, really fun, like, to show your friends. They can just stand on the edge. There's another one, you know, it's the same game. There's another thing where you can, like, you know, add like some fear factor stuff to it, like spiders and whatnot. You walk out to the edge of the plank and you grab a slice of cake and there's spiders all over and a giant spider flies down in your face. Just stuff like that, you know. Definitely something you want to bring out at like a party, like a Christmas party or Halloween party or something, and have everybody try it and freak out and film them and put it up on TikTok or Facebook or whatever you want to do and laugh in your friend's expense. Definitely cool. And I plan to have a Halloween party this year, since it's coronavirus stuff, and I'm going to have everybody attend the Affected the Manor haunted house, and I think that'll be fun. I'm going to put everybody's reactions up, and should be a good time. But that's all I have for you guys today. I will be back with another episode sometime. I don't know when. I don't know how often I'm going to be putting these out, but just keep up with it, and we'll go from there.